March 15, 2007 Brian Schaffer Van Shaver 100 NW Vivian Road Kansas City, Missouri 64118 Hey Brian, thanks for such an enlightening letter. After a long thoughtful pause following several reads of your sparkling letter, I feel so much better now. You all there at Van should be commended as wonderful stewards of responsiveness and customer satisfaction. I really appreciate the fact that you didn't allow me to walk or take a taxi on my own dime while my newly purchased car was sitting dormant at a Ford dealership waiting for a part. Also, I appreciate the chance to verbally arm wrestle Fisher to get my car towed. And, thanks for not letting me drive in snowy, wet conditions without vital wiper blades and towing the car. You know, I bought a 2-year-old car to not have the car I traded in and to have something to drive. I just lulu onto the to walk and waste my time negotiating small details on the phone. I did buy a car to drive, right? Gee, you all need to be commended for all of this kind philanthropic work in getting me a rent and tow. Oh yay, I forgot. I guess you couldn't break the law by giving me a 10-day grace on my car because you all were so lawful, eh? You break the law and say that I'm trying to make you do it again. Not sure if all the rest of your satisfied customers take well-groomed bullshit as well as I don't, but nice try. Your flimsy way of trying to say you were lawful, while an act on your end would be unlawful is quite cute. So, if the car passed inspection, why didn't the wipers work? Go ahead and Google Missouri State Inspection Criteria and you'll find that working wipers are a stipulation of passing a state-sanctioned inspection. So, how did they pass as you say they did an underlined text? A general manager of a lot your size should know this, right? So, being passionate and vocal about my treatment as a customer is viewed as verbally abusive is also very cute. I should have recorded all the conversations that I had with your staff to negate your claim. The best one was when your genius salesman Fisher tried to convince me that he got to work just fine in snowy conditions with working windshield wipers. Somehow he was trying to be cutely metaphorical and existential at the same time. Don't let that Fisher go. He's the kind of bullshit artist that keeps the bonuses rolling into you and the numbers steady. The bottom line is sales. Hey, get those numbers the Fisher way. If your staff cannot handle a customer that is not satisfied and explaining this in a loud, yet passionate manner, then they should look for another line of work. I would like to again thank your award-winning staff for not getting back with me when promised. Instead, I get this flimsy corporate letter from a king bullshit weaver on a substandard car lot. Great staff you got, Brian. All of your staff members keep their word well. This is something to be proud of. Thanks also for being the final person to unanimously deny me my request and offer absolutely nothing in return. But hey, you didn't make me walk and tow my own car to another dealership, right? This was enough that I bought a new car to get a crapper that didn't pass inspection. You all need to be commended for doing barely enough to keep me from driving this car back to your lot with the Missouri Highway Patrol as my witness to a failed safety inspection to get my Jeep back and forget you all ever had anything to do with me. I need to forward all of this correspondence to the Bush administration and see if they have a job for you. You're pretty good, like they are, at forking over a bad deal and blaming the customer for not doing more. No, I mean, accepting your bullshit and just waltzing alone in a silent daze because you wear better shoes. I now know that Van can do? I know what Van can do. Is that why it's such an ambiguous tagline? On a final note, I would like for you to do the following for me. High five Liz for just another January commission and number sign. Hug Carla for being so responsive and predictable. Tell John he's the best used car guy ever. You know what they say about used car salesmen, don't you? And make Fisher a plaque for his expert dealings in customer deception and buy him a fifth of the best scotch in the Northland. And for you, Brian, just enjoy the rest of the commission you got off my car and improve that superb golf game on some sunny course in Florida. In essence, Why don't you just take the $2,000 for the warranty I requested and blow it all on the folks listed above? Hey, you deserve it for such quality service. And if the goods you buy don't equal the $2,000, take 10 days off and enjoy your life. Come on, you did a stand-up job, and a job worthy of underlining. If I were to carry on in business the way you would in it, I calculate that I would be fired in about 48 hours. Imagine that I gave someone a computer with a bad processor, made them wait out a replacement, didn't call back when promised and took no responsibility at the end of the repair chain. This is easy to figure out, Brian. I would be at fault for installing a negligent system, and ignoring the customer would only increase frustration levels that would contribute to poor customer satisfaction and no job for the technician assigned. I'm talking about customer satisfaction makes sense, Bree. You are all superb pals and you did outstanding work. Of course, this is all coming from fictitious land. Oh, and put a little note in your Outlook calendar for a visit from me in about 5 years to buy another car from your lot. Maybe during my next purchase you can keep my new car for 15 days, allow me to hitchhike to work and congratulate me on fixing an auto malfunctions on my own. Again, you would all be repeat heroes worthy of such quality service you extol so highly. There were lots of buts in your letter and not a lick of responsibility on your end. You know what two or more buts make, don't you, Brian? An ass. So, since no one is responsible for anything in my car sale, I'll just blame myself and send myself another letter. This should make you and your staff completely happy. That's all I got, Bree. Thanks again for being so swell, understanding, corporate and complete experts in flimsy, placating bullshit. Hopefully in our next fictitious visit you can maintain such a high quality standard of customer neglect. Good work and be sure to send my best to your staff with my aforementioned requests in lieu of anything I asked of you. And oh, thanks for calling me back. It was great discussing Lot Van Can on the phone with you. In fact, it was so fictitiously great that I've completely forgot what we talked about. Good luck on remainder of your 2007 number sign single quote S. Hey, Joe Dimino P.S. I apologize if this letter kept you from maintaining your February numbers. Wouldn't want my January number to become a February minus. Now wad this up and go on to the next customer. You're a great dealer and deserve a whole lot of the best stuff tonight. Good job.